This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Microfinance loans of $25, $1,500, that kind of range, became a buzzword in the fight against world poverty after Muhammad Yunus won a Nobel Prize 10 years ago for his special bank in Bangladesh. Microfinance can be exploitative or beneficial, depending on the lender and the structure of the deal. But the idea has spread around the world to countries like Colombia. There, up to 50% of the economy consists of small businesses that might otherwise get funded by loan sharks. Lauren Madelon reports from Bogota.
Microloans are big business in Colombia. The idea? Loan to people like Elizabeth Abella, who can't get credit. She's in a steamy cinder block kitchen in Barranquilla on the Caribbean coast. She explains she's making beans in a pressure cooker for the lunchtime crowd.
Olla de presión que se le llama aquí en Colombia.
She got her microloan from Opportunity International, a Christian faith-based nonprofit.
Tener un nuevo futuro.
She says her $150 loan means hope for a better future. So how does someone with no collateral get some? Well, the organization champions something called a trust group. They're common in microlending. If someone defaults, everyone else is supposed to pick up the tab. In Bogota, a different approach. For-profit microfinance banks. There are seven here. The World Bank's invested in one, Banca Mia. Here's Banca Mia Senior VP, Margarita Correa Inau.
Las personas de la base de la pirámide.
Helping people at the bottom of the pyramid isn't just altruistic, she says. It makes a lot of money. Microfinance isn't sustainable without profits, she says. This is a business, period, she says. Collaterals put up by foundations or farming cooperatives. You file a business plan. If you make the cut, you're paired with a formally trained banker.
Microfinance is one of these ideas that sounds really good in theory.
George Washington University international business professor Noel Moore. He says microloans can be complicated. There are success stories, but the landscape globally is littered with unscrupulous microlenders who essentially morph into what looks like an awful lot like loan sharks.
It is not an easy panacea, nor is it one of these motherhood issues that I think everyone should just sort of blindly get behind. If it goes wrong, it can go really wrong.
The banker we met, Margarita Correa, she says in Colombia, microfinance works, that it's one way to move social development forward. In Bogota, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.